Beloved congregation, it must well be a wonder for all of us that since we have Thanksgiving and now today our prayer day, that we are all spared by the almighty hand of the Lord, that we have still a place and a name at God's footstool, an opportunity today to call upon the name of the Lord. You know that the Lord said once to the prophet Jeremiah, pray no more for this people. And even today, in the realm of nature, he would say, the Lord is show his long suffering, that we have still the privilege to come together. The weather could well be so bad that nobody could come out of his house. But now still the Lord, he opened the way. And then he must say, will the Lord still have compassion with us? It behooves us not, people, to take such a high place, but well, to come in the dust before the Lord in the valley of true humiliation with the confession that it are only the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. You know the circumstances under which that we have today our prayer day. The whole world is upset, and there is almost no country who is not involved in the troubles which there are over the whole world. It is really, when you look into the newspapers, also the last days and weeks, then the question that comes up, what country shall still live in peace? You hear about countries and governments as we almost never have heard, and they are in trouble, one as well as the other. Years ago, the war started in Vietnam, and still today, every day, there falls people on account that there is no peace, but that they are still fighting with one another. And all the meetings of the United Nations, they are bringing no peace. and they are bringing no solution. Even in our own country, our president has so many things in his mind, he would well visit the whole world almost. And the secretary Kissinger is sent from one country to the other. But alas, congregation, it is all without God. And therefore the future that looks from every side so dark. There are so many reasons also today that we come together in the house of worship to call upon the name of the Lord, and that it may please him to humble us before his face, because only then there is hope, and then there is expectation in the returning to the Lord, in the breaking with sin. As you read by the prophet Isaiah 8, verse 20, to the law and to the testimony, and otherwise we shall have no light. There are almost no signs, congregation, for hope in regard to the future. And what we are seeing before our eyes, what we are realizing also amongst our nation, that is the same thing as what you find in Matthew 8. This afternoon, I will say some words about that text with the help of the Lord. Matthew 8, verse 34. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. This far. A request brought to Christ. And in that request, congregation, we observe an ignoring of his power, a despising of his grace, a scorning of his love, and a sign of total or completely blinding. That are our thoughts for this afternoon. Christ was sent by his Father in this world, as we hear every Sunday now, and in the weak times, to satisfy the justice of his Father. But he came also in the world to seek and to save sinners. And in the coming of Christ, we see always two things. And that is, on one side, the righteousness of God, and at the other side, the wisdom of God. The righteousness of God, that after the fall of Adam, by virtue of the justice of God that he can do nothing else than to cut us off and to cast us away out of his holy sight. The Lord is holy and is just. And his essence requires the maintaining of his righteousness. And God is a consuming fire for a sinner. And if the Lord open our eyes by his Holy Spirit, then the first thing what we will confess that is that the Lord is right in all his ways. When he opened our eyes in a saving way, that immediately it becomes a wonder and a miracle that we have still a place and a name at God's footstool. The people that is wondering why that the Lord had not cut enough. But at the other side, in the coming now of Christ, you see the wisdom of God, where it has pleased the Lord from all eternity to reveal himself to sinners and to give himself away to sinners as a God of full salvation in a way that the eyes of one bird never had found out. There is even no people in the world who can understand it. The Bible speaks to us about the depth of Satan, about the depth of sin, about the depths of our heart. But towards that, that the Lord speak in his word about the depths of the wisdom of God. That the Father had found out such a way that not only all his attributes be kept in the same order, and that all those attributes are also be glorified in the saving of a sinner, that is something that with our natural mind we never can contain that. No. The only thing that is left for God's people who become a subject of it, that is wondering and worshipping of the Lord. But never it shall come to an understanding of it. No. That is impossible. And now the Son of God was, in according to Isaiah 42, predestinated by his Father. He was elected to become the surety and the mediator of his church. He was appointed to be a prophet, a priest, and a king. And it is indeed, congregation, What some said in one of his sermons, that through the channel of the blood of Christ, all temporal and spiritual blessings are granted unto us. We never, congregation, we never can explain, and we never can come to the bottom of our totally unworthiness and our total depravity. We realize that also in a day as the Lord now gave us this day. It is a prayer day. And if we now uncovered by the Holy Spirit, of course by nature, then we know nothing. No. Then we are so blind and so ignorant. But if the Lord come in our heart and in our soul, then we come to the realization that here inside, that there is nothing left. Nothing. If it had to come from men, then there shall happen never anything. No. No. The fall of Adam, that is an absolute fact. Absolute. There is nothing left in men. And of course, in our days, you know that self. In our day, there is a Christendom, a Christianity that can do everything. They can pray, they thank. If you took a pencil, when they are doing that, then you will be astonished for how many things that they thank the Lord. But it is all dry, it is all empty, and it have no meaning. And you see that in that example in Luke 18, that difference between that Pharisee and that publican. That Pharisee, he had to thank the Lord for so many things. Also, that he was not as that man that was standing in the back of the temple. But with that publican, it was different. That man had only one thing, looking to the ground, because he had no freedom and he had no liberty to lift up his eyes to heaven. The Lord said it in his word. But then the only thing that he said that was, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And now the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the fountain of all blessings. And it is only through him and through his blood that we are blessed in our life. We come to the realization all the time, and if the Lord gave you the privilege, young people, to become older and to become old and then to receive grace in your heart, then you shall realize that we have nothing of ourselves, nothing. So poor and so empty. But now the comfort for God's people that lays not in themselves, but that is only in Christ, as a source and fountain of all blessings. And that through him it is that the Lord said in Psalm 81, open wide thy mouth, and I will satisfy him. And by the prophet Ezekiel 36, verse 27, and I will be acquired of all these things of the house of Israel. And you know what now the reaction is of it. But now the result is of those things, that in Psalm 81, we come in Psalm 51. In Psalm 51. This backward, right? Backward. And what do we find in Psalm 51? That David, he said, Lord, open my lips by thy strength and power. And I will be acquired of all these things of the house of Israel. That people have said, Lord, bind it up my heart and my soul. I hope he shall not say, you come again with something this afternoon. Oh, that is so easy for me to do that. But from a child I can well say, I was sitting under the prayers of God's people. And if you would ask me this afternoon, you know the names? Oh, yes. Is much slipping here at my age. But the names of their people, that slip not never. You know the answers when we have heard it? Oh, yes. I can bring you by those houses and to those houses. I never will forget, no. And then, but that people asked the Lord, as boy, I had all respect for their people, of course, and love for their people, but I did not understand it. Now, after the 70 years that I am in the world, now I think a little, that I understand it, a little. And then I have heard many times, that they ask for a prayer. We have, maybe it was my first prayer, the second in my life, in Wolfersdijk in Zeeland. And we were in the afternoon by a deacon in the house with many of God's children to eat a little there. However, to eat. In their days, then they have fasting at that day now. They give you a little coffee of tea with a little something, but very little. They eat only after the third service then, such a day. But even for coffee or for tea, there was a man they asked him for that he would ask for a blessing. An old man, I cannot remember it so good, an old man. And that man, he said, no, I cannot do that. I cannot do it. But that deacon, he said, oh, dare not be so long, but ask, please ask for a blessing. And then that man, he bowed his hands, and he said three words, three things. He said, Lord, please, bless this food. sanctified thy word. Strengthen thy servant. Amen. That was all that he said. And we all have the tears over our cheeks. Three things. The impression that that man had in his heart about the majesty of the Lord that broke us down. And then as a bird, with those few words, as a bird he go right in the air to heaven. I shall not talk more about it. It is not necessary. I have to talk over my text, of course. But I give you, I say that now to give you an idea. An idea. There is one, that blessed one, that sweetest one in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. At the right hand of his Father. And he made intercession for the people. He never slumbers. And he never sleeps. This evening I hope to talk about the sweetness of his communion and of his fellowship. In the dark times in which we are living. That is for this evening. The Lord gave me this morning those thoughts. This afternoon, Matthew 8. And this evening out of Luke. The opposite. Here in this text, and behold, the old city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of the coast. I come back to what I started with this afternoon. The coming of Christ in the world, that was the greatest blessing. And I have to add some words to that this afternoon. And that is this. That Christ, as a surety of his church, and as the mediator of his church, that he never set his feet upon earth without a blessing. Everywhere that he came, that was by the direction of the Lord, by his Father, and that was to the glorification of his Father, and that was to the eternal welfare of his people. He did in his life not one sigh, not one cry. He spoke never one word. It was all a blessing. Oh, congregation, could I receive as a tongue and a mouth in this day to glorify him as the way, the truth, and the life. And as Paul said in Colossians 3, verse 11, that Christ is all and in all. This not that he's been, not, but that is all in him. In Psalm 36 it is, by thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light we see light. And I hope to be one with Rutherford. I am not Rutherford, no. No. Miles, miles, miles. But that Rutherford, he said even that there were thousands heavens, one above the other. Then I place Christ in the highest, because he is worthy to receive all the praise and all the honor. What we receive, what we are, that is all through Christ, people, all through him. The fountain and the source of life, of peace, of joy, of strength, of salvation, of everything. Now that Christ, he came in the country of the Hazarenes. He had to come there. Because his coming in every place, there's never in vain. And there when he came in that country, there you read about two people that met him, possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. Maybe it have drawn your attention sometime, congregation, that in the New Testament, in the days that Christ was in the world, that you read so many times about people possessed with the devil. Time and again you read it. Separated from the country, that means from the people. Also these two men, they came out of the tombs, out of the graves, there the place was. They came never in public. They were serious, dangerous. Everybody was full of fear for their people. So that no man might pass by that way, said the Bible. As you can have a little realize in what an awful condition that people was, congregation. They were more devil than men. What an awful thing. And now the question, I will answer that to you. Why that you read that so many times in the days that Christ was here on earth? Not so many times later on in the Acts of the Apostles, but especially in the time that Christ was here on earth. And why? Because when Christ came, then he said, the kingdom of God is now at hand. Then it was the time of the new dispensation. It was the time that the Lord would reveal now in the world the church of the New Testament. And now the devil, after the jurisdiction of the Lord and after the allowance of the Lord, the devil that came in so many people that was placed outside of life, ruined for time and for eternity. Even the disciples of Christ, they receive sometimes the power of the Lord to cast out the devils. In Luke 10, verse 20, there you read that those 70 came back. They were all sent by the Lord to preach and to perform miracles. And then they say, Lord, even the devils, they were subjected unto us. They have obeyed us. Christ, he said, you must be more glad that your names are written in heaven. But of course, notwithstanding that, Het was een great privilege that the Lord used that man to be cast out the devils. And now there are also two men that meet Christ there. And they have even no more their own mind, that people. Their own thoughts, because you read here in the Bible that those devils that were in that people, they were speaking not the people's self, but those devils. And they cried out, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come ever to torment us before the time?" That those devils, they confessed already the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. He did fit them in Matthew 8, in Matthew 4, that Christ was tempted by the devil. But the Christ, he said, "There is written," and the devil had to go away. And the devil knows from the beginning that there is never any hope for them to salvation. Never. Erskine, he said in one of his sermons, "Even that you are so black as the devil, if you are not the devil's self, then you can still be comforted." And I take that statement over for 100%. Because there is nothing too wonderful before the Lord. And the Lord, he is almighty. How old we are, how young we are, how hard that we are, how polluted that we are, how awful that our life is, the Lord can comfort us. That is that blessed gospel that we have to preach to you also this afternoon and this evening, that there is nothing too wonderful for the Lord. But for a devil, there is no hope. Never. But there was a good way off from them and heard of many swine feeding. Maybe you have always thought that is something, because a ewe could never eat something of a swine. And that you now fight there in that country of the Gadarenen, so is it in Holland. I can say that easier in the best way you can realize it. But why that there was now so many swine there? On account that the Jewish people never could eat anything of them. But they sold those swine to the heathens and to the soldiers. That was the reason. They make money out of it. Because those heathens and those soldiers were no used people, and they were not laying under that law. Just for them, it was all free. They could eat what they want. So the devils besought him, saying, "If thou cast us out," they acknowledged that Christ had the power to do that. Saying, "If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine." Why did they not say that we go back to hell? You have always thought about it. Why was now the desire to go into that herd of swine? Why? That must of course have a reason, and that had a reason. And there you can see congregation, and it must well fill out of that fear and trembling, that the intention and that the purpose of the devil, that it is nothing else than to destroy. That is all that he had in mind, even those swines. that they either dead, either that they had no soul for eternity, but that the destroyed character of the devils so awful, that they asked him that they could go into those swines. And in Christ he allowed them. He said, go. The angels are subjected under Christ, but the devils too. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea and perished in the water. They became crazy, wild, as that they never were in the time that they were here in the world. They all perished. There was not a lot left, but they all drowned there in the sea. And then that captain fled. Thus, the people that was placed over those swines to have the eyes upon that herd of swine all the time, they fled. They went raised into the city, and they told everything that had befallen to the possessed of the devils. They told their masters what an awful lot it was for them, because, humanly speaking, all their money was in those swines. They had to live out of the selling of those swines. And now, their future was almost gone, people. And instead now that they were glad, instead that they came to the Lord Jesus and to ask him that he would deliver them also from the devil that was in him, because everyone has a devil in him. We have a devil in our eyes, in our ear, upon our tongue, in our hand. We, by nature, we are all ruled by the devil. But no. Behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of the coast. In the first place, they were absolutely ignorant of Christ. Absolutely ignorant. They have not known him as the Son of God. They have not known him as the one that had as God an unlimited power, and as the mediator and received power, as you read in Matthew 28, unto me is given all power in heaven and upon earth. They know nothing of him. And that people that have no other thoughts than only of temporal life, that have no other thought than business, they have no other thought than to live here in the world. They have no idea that they have a soul created for eternity. Bunyan wrote a little book about the value of the soul, but they have no knowledge of it, no. Because the Lord has to bring us to the awareness that we have a soul created for eternity. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of the coast, to go away. They have no desire that he stay there. They ignored his power. They despised his grace. They scorning his love. En het was een sign of total blinding. And congregation, maybe you would say why that you have that text for a prayer day. Why? Why? Oh, that is what we see over the whole world. What we see in our own country. The year that lay behind us, people, that was a terrible year for the United States. There came a blame upon the country by that Watergate business, but never had taken place. That one of the presidents had asked for resignation. Never. Once it had taken place, but under other circumstances. So many of the people, the aides of Nixon, in jail now. And time and again, there is more and more coming out. And there is a downfall in our country, as that it never have taken place, people. Never. And day as this, it is necessary that we bring those things on the pulpit to give the congregation an idea about the condition in which we are living. I think there is people that would rather hear about the conversion of a sinner. I too. But you read in our old writers that with prayer days, with special fasting days, that they spoke about the condition of the country. We have to do that too. In the prophets you read that too. Yesterday we talked by us out of Ezekiel. They have done it also in the name of the Lord to warn the people. To warn the people. We have received another president. He used a text out of the Bible when he started, when he accepted his offers. But yeah, now, what a disappointment. What a disappointment. A great disappointment, people. There is no humbleness before the Lord. There is no acknowledging of him. There is no bowing before God's word and testimony. And the whole city from governors, representatives in general, they go out to ask the Lord to depart. You know what happens in the Supreme Court, the highest courts of the country. And that only through a wife, that all the texts who were for years and years on the wall out of the Bible, that there is not one left in that building. They are all taken away. And what was painted on the wall, that is painted out now. Painted out. And no capital punishment, and no respect for God and for his word. Oh, congregation, really, if we have expressions of it in our hearts, then we must well say from day to day, what a wonder that it is what it is, that the Lord had not consumed us. And you see it before your eyes. They have meetings everywhere. They will keep it up. But the Lord, in his counsel, he had determined something else. And even that it shall not be that there come a war, but there is so much fear and a grounded fear that soon that there come a revolution. There are still parts in the cities. We have that too. Maybe you have it in Kalamazoo also. You think about the south end of the city, the last years, that the people dare to come outside in the evening. How many people, even in the city, that sit there with closed doors now, afraid, afraid what happens. You know it in your own city, what have taken place the last times already. Two boys, 14, 15 years old, coming in the house of an old widow, 85, 6 years old. They pierced a mess in the stomach. They found her on the floor with that, still with that knife in the stomach, dead. 14, 15 years old. And what there happens in Michigan, 5,000, more than 5,000 abortions. 5,000 abortions. And life, people, and life. That we must say it is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse. And no respect for nothing. No respect for nothing. They will live their own life, but they will have no care, no trouble, no burdens, no. Oh, land, land, land here, the word of God. And it is farther gone as that we are realizing. And also in this prayer day congregation, we are looking to a dark future, really. And it is described in one of our psalms as we sing it now, 205. We see no signs of power divine, no prophet speaks for thee. And none can tell, and none can know, how long these woes shall be. Number 205, the sixth stanza. Congregation, Christ came in that country and he has shown there is power. He has shown there is grace in the deliverance of the two poor, poor people. His free and his sovereign grace. Because that people that was, their names were written in the book of life and of the Lamb. And the time was there that Christ who deliver them. The Lord had showed to that two people his love, that he has loved his people with an eternal love, and that Christ came in the world to break the power of the devil. We are not asking for it, people, no. We are not asking for it, but his divine will, the will of the Father, the will of the Son, and the will of the Holy Spirit. And that people there at that time in the city, their mind was totally blinded, completely blinded, for the glory of the Son of God, for the Son of Man, for him who can deliver us from destruction and who can crown us with his love and kindness and with his mercy. And now they ask him that he would depart out of the coast. And if we now come to ourselves, people, if we come now to ourselves, we have prayer day today. Prayer day. Shall it be only with our lips? Did you have prayer day before? That was prayer day already. Have you thought about it before already? That you say we have soon our prayer day, that we come together, who in our midst came underneath with it, came underneath. Or is it for us, congregation, only a day that we come to the church? Or that the burdens are laying upon us, our heart, and such a load, such a load, that we cannot stand on our feet, but that we come on our knees, and that we say, Son of David, have mercy with us. O congregation, the Lord shall gather his elect and his people till the last day of the world. There shall not be one lost, no. That number that have to be there, when Christ come on the clouds. And we hope, congregation, in your midst too, that the Lord converts sinners as that he converted Adam, and as he shall convert the last of his people. There is only one way, and that is that we called out of the state of death, and that we receive that light that never shall perish in communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. That we realize that we need the Lord in also in the establishing of his work in the hearts of his children. But we never can do, people, no. No one can take anything unless that it is given him out of heaven. And now, where is now that need? Where is now that need in our heart and in our soul, people? And not only for us, but for our poor, poor children and grandchildren. All a soul created for eternity. And what an awful condition in which we are, people. Is there then no more people that ever cried to the Lord? Oh, I believe it. In our country, there is no some people, otherwise then we were devoured for a long time already. But the Lord, he had said to Abraham, when there are 10 righteous people in the city, I shall spare it. And it is, that is the reason that we are not spared today. There is no some that talk to the Lord sometime, but most of the time, oh, it is so cold, and it is so dry. And in the first place, very few times And in the second time, very short. And in the third place, that it have, oh, so little result and fruit. And that is not in 1975, no. That is for years already. That is for years. The Lord had a controversy with the church and with the people. And there is a veil over the church everywhere, a veil. Jullie bij de prophet Zechariah, the country sit and is quiet. Sit and is quiet. I read last week from Huttry. He had William Huttry, a congregation of 500 people. And he did believe that there were about 300 with another life. 300. And that there were 60, more than 60 people in that church, he wrote. He could not preach for them because they know more than that he know about spiritual life. And now, congregation, it is not only here, it is by us the same thing, where that you come. Where that you come, and language is churches in that respect. And there are several places that it goes down, that it goes down. I see in the last few years in some places that we served, especially in the West, that it goes down and that it goes down. Years ago, then when they have a minister, they put chairs in the front of the church. Sometimes even no chairs enough. The last time, almost no young people in the church now. Can have church with people. And otherwise packed. And it become less and less. And you can talk about it, but no. No influence. No influence. And that are all signs. They besought him that he would depart out of the coast. The Lord has respect to the lowly. Psalm 138. Respect to the lowly. And even congregation that it is a child that lay on his knees beckoning to the Lord shall answer that child. And the Lord shall show mercy to such a child. Really? Years ago, we buried here in a winter a woman with a text out of Psalm 9. That the Lord heard the cry of the poor. The cry of the poor. And that is his own word and his own testimony. And that it never, never came it to pass. That there felt one word upon the ground that the Lord had spoken, not one. And even that the world nog shall stand 100 years or more, we don't know. But it goes with rapid stripes to the end. We hope to say this evening there is something more about it. But, oh, people, that word of God that shall be established till the end of the world. Oh, yes. And that is what I preached also in his prayer day. For that poor, for that afflicted people, for that people that cannot help himself, but that people that with Bartimaeus, with a blind Bartimaeus, that he said, Son of David, have mercy with us. Oh, the Lord shall not despise the prayer of the poor, no. Even that, Even that the majority besought him to depart out of the country. But there are people that cry in truth and uprightness. That is the comfort that I have to give in this afternoon to those that sometime in a corner, that sometime at night lay underneath. And are so many words of people. I tell you, for God's children, there are not left so many words, no. They come a time in their life that they have no more words. But the Lord knows their heart and the secrets within. And the Lord shall answer that people that cannot live with him and that cannot die without him. I hope that it also in this afternoon, the comfort of that people, thousand voices here, the Lord is not hearing, the Lord is not answering you. Because those that talk here inside, they never die. They remain alive as long as I am alive. And they trouble that people time and again. But young and old, think about that truth this afternoon. Think about that truth. I hope that it may please the Lord. Once, so far I know, once on a prayer day I have to preach, and especially for a minister in the afternoon who could not go forth. And then I have that same text. And later on we have heard that the Lord have blessed it for a soul to the true conversion. Oh, that it was also today in our midst. Old people, you can still be converted. And young people, those that seek me early, that shall find me. That the God of all grace, that he sanctified to our hearts. And that the preaching also in this afternoon be not in vain. But that it be a blessing, and that also in this coming season, that the Lord, you and your families, in your business, in your work, everything goes down now. But oh, the Lord is almighty. And maybe that the Lord give not some room to live people under the judgments of the Lord. And that he bind us at his throne. Oh, that we come to him with prayer and with supplication. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of the Lord. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony for our heart and for our soul. Sanctify to our heart. Bring us back in this evening in this house of worship, and give us also some edifying words to preach in the midst of the congregation, and that it was accompanied with the working of thy Holy Spirit to the honor of thy name and to the welfare of Zion, and that for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now 123, the first stanza. If ye have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within. 123, the first stanza.
Thank you.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.